他觉得在不久之前，他才刚在中文堂讲过道。
I don't want to overstay my welcome.
但是他不要让你们觉得说他一直不肯，一直都想要来。
So hopefully I won't be back for a long time.
所以希望他不会太常回来。
This morning I want us to have some time of reflection.
今天早上希望花一点时间来默想。
I want us to take some time this morning to be sentimental.
花一点时间用我们的心来感触。
Today it's okay to think about the old days.
我们可以来思考我们以前的日子。
Because we're going to talk about love.
我们要讲的题目是爱。
And not just about love, but your first love.
不是任何的爱，而是你起初的爱。
If you are married, how many of you are married?
多少人已经结婚了？
And how many of you, your spouse is here?
多少人你的先生或太太在这儿？
I would like you at this moment to look at your spouse wherever they may be.
这时候请你看着你的先生或你的太太。
And just remember the first time you saw your spouse.
记得第一次你看到你的先生或太太的时候。
Go ahead, do so. Recall how much love and passion you had.
回想那时候你们的爱。
Today we're going to be talking about first love.
今天我们要讲的是起初的爱。
Through the book of Revelations.
在启示录。
It's a difficult book.
是一个很困难的一本书。
Very hard to understand.
不太容易了解。
But the first couple of chapters is very easy to understand.
但是前面几章其实是很容易读的。
Because God is communicating to Apostle John, a servant of God, how he feels the churches are doing.
因为神用使徒约翰来讲他对各个教会的感觉。
The church has been around for one generation now.
在这个时候教会已经有一代的这个历史了。
And so now God is giving the church, seven of them, a report card.
那神就给这七个教会一个成绩单。
And this morning I want us to focus on the church of Ephesus.
今天早上我们要来看以弗所教会。
And think about what God is telling them about their first love.
我们来想神对他们说的他们的起初的爱。
In Revelations chapter 2 verse 1, I want to read that to you.
在启示录第二章第一节。
It says, to the angel or overseer of the church in Ephesus, write, these are the words of him, of course, Jesus, who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
The golden lampstands represents...Each church in Asia Minor.
金灯台代表了在小亚细亚的教会。
And we see now that Jesus is walking among the church.
我们可以看到耶稣在这所有的教会当中行走。
So that should bring assurance that God is with them.
所以让他们知道神与他们同在。
It should bring assurance that God has been with them through their short history of being alive.
让他们知道在短短的历史教会历史当中神与他们同在。
At the same time, it should challenge and remind the church that God is with them.
但是也提醒了也挑战了这个教会说神与他们同在。
And not only does he protect and watch over, but at the same time, he watches and he judges.
他能够保护这些教会但是他也能够审判这些教会。
I want to talk about briefly the area of Ephesus.
讲一下这个以弗所这个都市。
It's the capital of Asia Minor.
是小亚细亚的首都。
And it was the center of trade and of all different kinds.
那边商业非常的发达。
And it was probably the most influential city in all of Rome.
可能是那时候罗马帝国一个最有影响力的一个都市。
Which made it the most influential city in all the world.
所以是可能那个时候世界上最有影响的都市之一。
And here was the temple of the goddess Artemis.
那里有一个希腊女神亚特米的殿在那儿。
She was the goddess of hunting.
她是打猎的女神。
And wilderness.
是野外的女神
and wild animals.
野生的动物的女神
So when you see pictures of her, you see her standing very strongly with a bow and arrow.
你看到这个亚特米女神的照片的时候，通常她都是一个很强壮的一个女孩子
But she also was known to be a bringer of plagues and death to women and young women.
但是她也是带给女人死亡的一个神。
The major industry in the city was to build little Artemis statues.
这个都市一个很重要的工业就是来做这个亚特米的这个偶像。
And this was one of the ways that the city was known throughout the world.
所以在整个罗马帝国，他们都知道亚特米这个可以做。
Because they produced this statue more than any place in the world.
他们在这里做这个特别这个女神的铜像。
The temple of Artemis was also a place where they housed priestesses.
亚特米的神殿当中呢，也有这个女祭司
，but not the priestesses we think about. They were really prostitutes.
但是那个时候，他们的女祭司其实不像我们现在想象的，其实是像妓女一样。
And sexual immorality was practiced as a part of their religion.
在那他们的宗教里面，这个不道德的这个性行为是他们宗教的一部分。
Sometimes right in the open.
有时候就在公众当中。
They also, if you could get to the temple, they would give asylum to anybody.
这个神殿呢，也是一个避难所。
So if you were a criminal and you found your way to the temple, they would give you asylum.
如果你犯了什么罪，你可以躲在这个神殿里面一个避难所。
And you could stay as long as you wanted.
你可以一直留在那个神殿里面。
So this is the background of Ephesus.
所以这个是以弗所这个都市的这个背景。
And it's here that God planted one of the most influential churches.
那在这里呢，神建立一个他一个很有影响力的一个教会。
Let me talk about the church of Ephesus.
我们来谈一下在以弗所的这个教会。
Apostle Paul ministered to Ephesus for 3 years.
使徒保罗在以弗所这里待了3年来服侍这个教会。
Imagine Apostle Paul coming to this church and ministering for 3 years.
可以想象使徒保罗在这个教会花了三年的时间。
Imagine how powerful this church would be.
你可以想象这教会应该是多么的蛮有能力的。
We know that Apostle Paul is one of the greatest men of the faith.
我们知道使徒保罗是一个很有信心的使徒。
And he ministered here at this church at Ephesus for 3 years.
那他在这个教会待了三年。
And he warned the people that false teachers will be coming here.
他也警告他们，在那里会有假的先知。
People with wise words.
有些人他们很会说话。
People that can do miracles.
有些人可能能够行奇迹。
And they will come to draw the people out of the church.
他们会来到这个教会，来使人家离开这个教会。
And not only draw them out of the church, but destroy their faith in Christ.
不止让他们离开教会，也会破坏他们的信心。
We see this in Acts chapter 20.
在使徒行传第二十章，保罗讲到这些。
And we see that Paul was correct. The false teachers did come.
我们也知道使徒保罗说的话是正确的因为后来真的是有很多假先知来到这个教会。
And they began to make so much trouble in the church.
在教会里造成了很大的麻烦。
But we see in Revelations verse 2 that the church resisted.
但是在启示录第二章第二节我们 看到这个教会他们没有接受这假先知的教导。
That they stood firm in their faith.
他们在他们的信心上站立得很稳。
Revelations chapter 2 verse 2 says, I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
It says, You have persevered and have endured hardship for my name and have not grown weary.
你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
We see that the church worked very hard.
我们可以看到这个教会非常的劳碌。
They were not lazy.
他们并不偷懒。
They had open eyes.
他们的眼睛很亮。
They were prepared for what was to come.
他们准备了，这来的试探。
Most likely, they prayed very hard.
我想他们祷告得非常热诚。
They studied the word very diligently.
他们来研究神的话语。
They broke bread together.
他们一起领圣餐。
They communed together.
他们有一个很好的一个社区。
And it was not easy to do this in such a difficult environment.
在这很困难的环境里来做这些事并不容易。
So from our perspective, outside, we see that they were a great church.
所以从外面来看是一个很好的教会。
They were pure.
他们是圣洁的。
They were righteous.
他们是正义的。
From the outside.
从外面来看。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4 says, Yet I hold this against you, you have forsaken your first love.
但第四节说，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
This must come as a big surprise to them.
对他们来说，这可能是一个很大的一个惊讶。
To get such a rebuke.
这样子被责骂。
Because they did all that they thought they should do.
因为他们以为他们已经做了他们所有该做的事。
They resisted the world.
他们没有跟这个世界同流合污。
They resisted evil.
他们没有跟这罪恶一起。
They prayed hard.
他们祷告。
They studied the word.
他们读经。
They had good fellowship.
他们有很好的团契。
So what was wrong?
所以有什么事情做错了呢？
And it says in Revelations, they forsake their first love.
他们离弃了他们起初的爱心。
Forsake their love for who?
离弃了这爱心为什么呢？
They forsake their love for each other and most importantly for Christ.
他们离弃这个爱是为了为主也为他们自己。
First love is passionate.
他们起初的爱是蛮有热情的。
First love causes you to do strange things.
起初的爱能够让你做一些你平常不会做的事情。
I ask you this morning to, for those who are married, to look at your husband and wife and remember the first time you laid eyes on your spouse.
先生跟太太们，我要你来回想你第一次看到你的先生或太太的时候。
Last week, my wife and I celebrated our 12th year anniversary.
上个礼拜Pastor Tim 跟他太太庆祝了他们结婚十二周年。
I remember the very first time I saw my wife.
他记得第一次看到他太太的时候。
I had backslidden away from the faith.
那个时候他的信心没有那么大。
I was angry at God.
他对神很生气。
And for a whole summer, I left the church.
整个暑假他都没有去教会。
Every day, cursing God.
每天他都对神抱怨。
Why don't you love me, God?
为什么你不爱我？
And I was struggling with my faith.
他在他的信心上有很大的争执。
And after 3 months of struggling, the Lord spoke to me.
等三个月以后，神跟他说话。
Get back to church.
回到教会里。
I love you.
我爱你。
And I hesitantly went back to church.
所以他怀疑着很怀疑的心回到了教会。
So the first weekend that I went back to church, our church had our summer retreat.
第一个周末他回到教会的时候他们教会有退休会。
And so I went and drove up by myself.
他一个人开车去了退休会。
I came to church the first morning breakfast.
第一个早上。
Oh, sorry, church, the retreat.
第一个退休会的时候。
And I went to sit down with the fellowship that was my fellowship.
他坐下来吃早餐跟他的团契的人一起坐。
And everyone was surprised that I came back.
大家都很惊讶他回到教会当中。
And I remember sitting down and eating breakfast with everybody.
他坐下来吃早餐。
And then all of a sudden, this young lady comes to my right.
突然这个年轻的姐妹从右边走过来。
And I see her walking.
我看到她走过来。
On the side of my eye.
在旁边。
And she reaches over,
她把手,
reaches over me, and says, can I have the syrup?
她跟我讲说,
and grabs the syrup.
你可以把这个, 糖浆, 拿给我, 好吗?
And my eyes slowly look to the right.
我眼睛慢慢地转向她。
This is a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
And I behold this the most beautiful lady I've ever seen in my life.
我举目看这个我所见过最美丽的一个姐妹。
And I said, wow.
她说 wow.
In my heart.
在她的心里这样说。
I came to meet God.
我来来见神。
But instead I met my future wife.
而且她也见到了她未来的太太。
And I remember for a moment thinking, It would be so nice to marry this woman.
他那时候记得说，如果跟这姐妹结婚真好。
And we did.
我们真的就结婚了。
But not for many years later.
但是是许多年以后的事。
Because I didn't really have a good relationship with the Lord.
因为那个时候Pastor Tim 跟神的关系不太好。
So for many years we did not talk.
所以很多年他们没有交谈。
I was so nervous.
他非常的紧张。
I was so excited.
他也很兴奋。
But so nervous.
非常非常紧张。
After years passed, I became a minister in the church.
多年以后他变成教会的一个牧师。
Still not talking to her.
还是没有跟Stacy 说话。
But in my heart, wanting to talk to her so badly.
在他心里他很想要跟她说话。
And then I got an idea.
他有了一个主意。
I could ask her to serve with me in ministry.
他可以问她可不可以来一起跟她侍奉。
And so I asked her, did you ever think about ministry?
Pastor Tim 问她说，你有没有想到要在教会里面侍奉？
And she said, who are you?
她说，你是谁？
And I explained to her who I was.
我跟她解释说我是谁。
And I would do strange things.
那时候她做了很多很奇怪的事。
As she was talking with her friends at church.
当她刚 Stacy 跟她的朋友在交谈的时候。
I would walk in front of her to be in her iPad.
我也走在他们的前面让她看到我。
Many times.
很多次。
I'm sure she was thinking, who is this person?
她可能在想说这个人到底是谁。
You know, first love causes you to do strange things.
起初的爱有时候会让你做出很奇怪的事情。
Sometimes I would drive around her house.
有时候我会开车经过她的家。
Getting enough nerve, should I go?
想说我要不要进去跟她谈谈。
Should I knock on the door, say hi, it's me?
我要不要去敲门说是我来了。
I would do many things like this.
她会做很多很奇怪的事。
There was no explanation.
没有什么可以解释的。
It's just the passion that I had for this person caused me to want to get to know her.
因为她有这个热情，她想要认识这个人。
Whatever she did was okay with me.
不管她做什么，那时候都觉得很好。
Whatever she did was fine by me.
不管她做什么，对 Pastor Tim 来说都是好的。
And now we've been married for 12 years.
结婚了12年以后。
And not everything that she does is okay with me.
不是她所做的所有事情都是很好的。
You should have seen our first dinner as a married couple.
应该看到他们结婚以后第一次一起用晚餐。
It was so terrible, I took a picture of it.
晚餐非常的糟糕，她照了一张相。
We couldn't eat the dinner.
她根本不能吃她煮的菜。
And we were just laughing.
And
we threw away the food because it was so terrible.
煮出来菜非常难吃，后来他们都全部丢掉了。
But now, if the food is terrible, I complain.
现在如果他煮的菜不好的话，我就抱怨。
Oh, so are we eating this again?
我们要吃这个吗？
Oh, do we have to eat this again?
我们真的又要吃这个了吗？
You know I don't like this.
你知道我不喜欢吃这个。
And there's no more laughter.
没有人在笑了。
She says, "Eat what you want."
她说
"Cook yourself."
你自己去煮吧，不然就吃了。
Sometimes first love becomes a dry love.
有时候一个起初的爱变成了一个很干枯的爱。
Sometimes spontaneous acts of love give way to just.Being in a just acting in a way that you have to do something.
有时候一个自然的爱的行动变成了一个例行的公事。
Sometimes all the forgiveness and grace that was extended before, now you no longer have that.
以前的这些饶恕现在都没有了。
Sometimes when you're so easily able to forgive, that forgiveness no longer comes so easily.
以前能够很容易的能够彼此饶恕，现在就很困难了。
I ask you this morning to think back in your life.
今天早上我要你回想你以前的生活。
And I ask you this morning to think back to that moment in time where you gave your life to Jesus Christ.
回想你第一次把你的生命给了耶稣基督的时候。
And not only to Jesus Christ, but to one another.
不只是给耶稣基督，也给彼此。
because the church in Ephesus was struggling not only with their love for Jesus, but their love for one another.
因为以弗所的教会不只是在他们对耶稣的爱上面有挣扎，他们对彼此的爱也有一些挣扎。
Let me ask you this question.
我今天来问你一个问题。
When was the last time you were driving in your car?
你什么时候是最后一次你在你开车的时候
？And worship just came from your mouth.
就突然想要敬拜神。
And you just start singing and worshiping the Lord.
就开始唱圣诗来敬拜神。
Not because a song is on.
不是因为收音机上有一首歌。
Not because you're just coming home from church.
不是因为你刚从教会回来。
But because you remember His love for you.
而是你记得了神对你的爱。
I remember a couple of weeks ago, my sons in the back seat of the car started worshiping these worship songs.
几个礼拜前 ，Pastor Tim 的儿子在开车的车子的后座突然自动的开始唱一些敬拜神的歌。
And I said, you know, what are you guys singing?
我说你在唱什么
？They're songs we learned in Sunday school.
那是我们在主日学所学的歌。
And it was one of the most beautiful sounds I've ever heard.
这是我听过一个最美丽的一个声音。
I don't know if it was in tune.
我不知道他唱的音准不准。
I don't know if the words were correct.
我不知道他唱的字对不对。
But I know that my heart was moved.
但是我知道我的心被受了感动。
And I actually could feel tears coming in my eyes.
我开始觉得有眼泪在我眼里。
Because my young boys are beginning to understand Christ.
因为我的孩子们开始认识神。
Can you imagine how much joy the Lord must have felt?
你可以想象神他的喜悦吗？
Because first love is something special.
因为起初的爱是很特别的。
First love is not just about do this and do that.
起初的爱不是只是做这个做那个。
There's something special about it.
一个非常特别的。
First love transforms who you are.
起初的爱能够改变你。
So you no longer reflect upon yourself.
所以你不会只想到你自己。
You reflect on Christ.
你来回想。
You reflect on your brothers and sisters.
来想到你的弟兄姐妹。
That sometimes when it's so hard to get along,
有时候彼此相处很困难。
First love reminds you to grace.
起初的爱提醒你要彼此饶恕。
It transforms your heart.
改变你的心。
It's a silly reminder, but I asked you to think about the first time you really gave your life to the Lord.
我是要来提醒你，来回想你第一次把你的生命献给神的时候。
Did it matter what the pastor preached that Sunday?
你记不记得那时候那个牧师在主日讲的是什么呢
？Did it matter what the small group Bible study was about?
你记不记得那个时候你的小组的查经是什么呢
？Did it matter which hymn you sung on Sunday?
你记得你那时候唱的圣诗是什么吗
？I don't think so.
我想你不会记得的。
What mattered was that you love God.
最重要的是你爱神。
I want to share with you, and then I'll close.
我跟你分享一件事。
I remember giving my life to the Lord at 17 years old.
Pastor Tim 记得在17岁的时候把他生命献给神。
But before then, I hated church.
在那个之前，他很不喜欢去教会。
I really hated church.
他真的很恨痛，痛恨教会。
And then I gave my life to the Lord in the summer of 88.
1988年的暑假，他把他献给神。
And I remember going back home to church.
我记得那个时候回到教会里。
And they used the high schoolers to be in the worship for the first service at 8 a.m. in the morning.
那个时候，他们在早上八点钟用高中生来带领敬拜。
And I hated that so much.
那时候他很不喜欢那个敬拜。
Because I would have to wake up 6:30 in the morning.
因为他需要在六点半就起床。
To drive 1 hour to church.
开一个小时的车程去教会。
And sing songs.
来唱歌。
And listen to a Korean sermon.
来听这个韩语的一个敬拜。
Which I did not understand.
那时候他不懂，听不懂韩语。
And I didn't even know Jesus Christ.
他也不认识耶稣基督。
But I remember when I gave my life to the Lord, the very first Sunday.
但是当他把自己献身给主以后的第一个主日
sitting in the same choir seat,
坐在同一个座位里
singing the same choir songs,
听同样的这个歌
hearing the same Korean message,
还是听同样的韩文的一个敬拜的一个主题
not understanding one word,
他并不了解牧师说的话
but I remember my heart beating so quickly,
但他记得他的心跳得很快
And my passion raising up.
他的热情变大了
Because it didn't matter.
因为其他事情并不重要
What mattered was now I loved God.
重要的是他爱神
I think we have too many excuses in the church of why we don't love God.
在教会里我们有很多借口我们为什么不爱神
Of why we don't love each other.
为什么我们不彼此相爱
And it could sound very self-righteous.
有时候听起来好像我们自己觉得自以为是。
Just like in the Ephesus church.
就像在以弗所教会。
We could pray really hard.
我们可以用心的祷告。
We can read the Bible very consistently.
我们可以有力的读经。
We could make sure that brothers and sisters don't live a sinful life.
我们可以提醒弟兄姐妹不要犯错。
But that doesn't build first love.
但是那并没有增强你起初的爱。
It's more than that.
是比那更多的。
It's a relationship that we give to the Lord.
是我们给神跟他的一个关系。
And I don't know where we are this morning.
我不知道你今天早晨在哪里。
But this message is not just for you.
但这个信息不是只给你的。
But this message is really for me.
这信息也是给我自己。
To remind me that.As a pastor, as a minister, I don't serve the church.
提醒 Pastor Tim 说他是一个牧师，但是他不是只侍奉这个教会。
But I serve because I love the Lord.
他侍奉是因为他爱神。
This morning, as we close, I would like you to think about your relationship with Jesus Christ.
今天早上我们结束的时候，我要你来回想你跟耶稣基督的关系。
Think about your first love.
回想你起初的爱
Does it bring joy in your heart?
它有没有带给你心里一些喜乐呢
Does it bring excitement, anticipation?
有没有带一点兴奋
When you think about Jesus, do you fall in love again and again?
当你想到耶稣的时候你是不是再一次的又爱他了呢
If not, let us be careful and think about the Ephesus church.
如果没有的话我们要小心我们来回想这个以弗所的教会
Revelations Chapter 2, verse 5 says, Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first.
第五节说，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
Maturing in our faith doesn't mean that we lose our first love.
灵性上的成熟并不表示我们失去了我们起初的爱。
I'll spend a moment falling in love with Jesus again.
花一点时间重新来爱神
Amen Let's pray
我们来低头祷告
Lord this morning we pray that you will remind us of our first love
主今天早上我们希望你能够提醒我们对你起初的爱
Where prayer was so sweet
那时候祷告是如此的甜蜜
And not just obligation
而不是一个应该做的事
Where reading of the wordLord, lit a fire in our hearts.
读经也能够让我们的心里火热。
And not just a check mark in our discipleship.
而不是只是我们在该做事情的一个例行公事。
Where we would share our love of Christ with brothers and sisters around us.
那个时候我们也把我们对你的爱跟别人分享。
Not because we were supposed to, but because we loved to.
不是因为我们应该做，而是我们喜欢这样做。
Lord, this morning, I ask that you would remind us of our first love.
今天早上，我希望你能够提醒我们对你起初的爱。
For one another.
为了彼此。
But most importantly for you.
更重要的是对你的起初的爱。
If we have lost it, help us today to find it.
我们离弃了那起初的爱，求你让我们把它找回来。
We thank you, God.
我们感谢你，主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.